Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As politicians at the state and federal level review the vetting process for refugees coming into this country, the work of resettling those refugees goes on. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports on what has and has not changed for one agency doing work in Massachusetts.
Worcester-based Accentria Care Alliance is one of the largest refugee resettlement agencies in the state. Lisa Brennan is program manager for refugee resettlement at Accentria. She says the agency continues to help integrate refugees from around the world into the greater Worcester area. In light of the terrorist attacks in Paris, Brennan says the agency now has some additional work.
I would love to say that it's business as usual, but business has really changed in the sense that we are now taking on the role in a much larger way of educating the community about refugee resettlement and the vetting process that's involved with that.
Accentria caseworkers are meeting with all the Syrian refugees the agency has already placed to get a sense of how they're being treated. There have been no reported incidents of intimidation or backlash, but Brennan says some Syrian refugees have noticed a shift in attitudes within their community.
People are very concerned, and they definitely are feeling a sense of heightened awareness. There's definitely a new awareness of the tensions within our Syrian community here.
At the moment, the next refugees from Syria the agency is expecting is a family of six, scheduled to arrive next month. Brennan hopes they can be resettled here without interruption. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.